This is from Thomas Merton's Faith and Violence, published in 1968. I have watched TV twice in my life. I am frankly not terribly interested in TV anyway. Certainly, I do not pretend that by simply refusing to keep up with the latest news, I am therefore unaffected by what goes on, or free of it at all. Certainly, events happen and they affect me as they do other people. It is important for me to know about them too, but I refrain from trying to know them in their fresh condition as news. When they reach me, they have become slightly stale. I eat the same tragedies as others, but in the form of tasteless crusts. The news reaches me in the long run through books and magazines, and no longer as a stimulant. Living without news is like living without cigarettes, another peculiarity of the monastic life. The need for this habitual indulgence quickly disappears. So when you hear the news without the need to hear it, it treats you differently, and you treat it differently too. Thank you for listening to this little Merton morning moment, morning Merton moment. Morning moments with Merton. I don't know. It's Easter Sunday. I hope you all have the best days that you can have. Maybe don't look at the news today and see what happens. I think that's what I'm going to try to do, is just not look at the news today and see how I feel. Take good care of your hearts. I love you so much. See you on the other side. Oh, and thank you for listening. Before I forget, thanks for listening. Okay, bye.